From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Afghan-American accused of setting off a bomb in New York that wounded 29 people is facing federal charges. Ahmad Khan Rahami faces multiple counts of using weapons of mass destruction and an attack on public place. The charges include planting a bomb in New Jersey Saturday, forcing officials to cancel a charity road race. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Based on the indications that we've seen so far, it does appear that this is an act of terrorism, and that's why the investigation is being conducted the way that it is. You know, the situation in yesterday when the president addressed it, it was still quite fluid.
Rahami is also facing charges of attempted murder stemming from a shootout with police just before he was shot and arrested Monday in Linden, New Jersey. The FBI is investigating whether he has any overseas terrorist ties. U.S. President Barack Obama delivered his final address at the United Nations Tuesday, speaking to beliefs on working together as a unified group.
Each of us, as leaders, each nation, can choose to reject those who appeal to our worst impulses and embrace those who appeal to our best. For we have shown that we can choose a better history.
The president also warned that there are deep fault lines in the international order, causing the massive refugee crisis, economic disruptions, and insecurity. On the crisis in Syria, he said there is no ultimate military victory to be won, and said a diplomatic solution must be pursued. This is VOA News. The United States is holding Russia responsible for an attack on a humanitarian convoy in northern Syria that killed nearly two dozen people, mostly civilians.
In terms of how we test going forward, the principal way is whether there is a commitment to follow through on the grounding of the Syrian Air Force and the cessation of Russian airstrikes in areas where terrorist organizations are not operating, and certainly areas where we're seeking to provide humanitarian assistance.
Ben Rhodes, a deputy national security advisor for the White House, told reporters Tuesday evening the attack has raised questions about Moscow keeping its word on an agreed ceasefire in Syria. Witnesses say a popular American English teacher was taken into custody in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, Tuesday by gunmen wearing civilian clothes. Students say gunmen surrounded the school while others burst into the building and took Peter Willems to an undisclosed location. Reports say the gunmen are Houthi rebels who control the capital. Local leaders in Pakistan and Afghanistan say they are seeing a resurgence and regrouping of Islamic State fighters in the Afghanistan-Pakistan border region. Afghan forces, aided by U.S. bombers, reportedly intensified attacks on remote mountainous areas of the ISIS positions Tuesday. Afghan and U.S. coalition forces recently cleared many of the ISIS militants in a number of districts in eastern Nangarhar province. But tribal leaders told VOA ISIS has recaptured several remote villages bordering Pakistan. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton attacked each other Tuesday as unfit to carry the U.S. fight to defeat the Islamic State jihadists. Trump, a businessman who is making his first leap into national politics, claims Clinton demonstrates a level of ignorance about the terror threat that is disqualifying for a person seeking the presidency. Clinton, a former senator and secretary of state looking to become the country's first female president, alleged Monday that Trump's anti-Muslim rhetoric has made him a recruiting sergeant for the terrorists. Clinton and Trump will square off in their first of three debates next Monday at a New York university. The debate will consist of two 15-minute segments for each of three topics: America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America. A Brazilian judge has ordered former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to stand trial on charges of corruption and money laundering. He is accused of accepting just over $1 million in bribes connecting to a sweeping kickback probe of a state-run oil company. Also on trial will be the former First Lady and six others. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest.